Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of I Need Thee Every Hour. I Need Thee Every Hour, 1872. This familiar hymn, now associated with suffering and sorrow, was, in the words of the author, quote, wafted out to the world on the wings of love and joy, unquote. The poet, Mrs. Annie Sherwood Hawks, moved from her birthplace, Hoosick, New York, to Brooklyn, and for many years was an active member of the Hanson Place Baptist Church there. About 1868, her pastor, the poet and songwriter, Reverend Robert Lowry, discovered that she had unusual talent as a writer and encouraged her to turn her poetic gifts to the production of verses for children. During his eight-year ministry there, she wrote most of the poems now associated with her name. The majority of the tunes for them were composed by Dr. Lowry. One bright morning in June 1872, when she was 37 years of age, Mrs. Hawks was busy with the usual chores that occupy the waking hours of most housewives and mothers. In the midst of daily cares and duties, she was suddenly filled with the consciousness of the nearness of her Lord. I wonder how anyone could live without him, she thought, as his presence seemed to linger in the room. How could anyone face pain or experience deep and abiding joy apart from him, she asked half aloud. And how could they overcome temptation apart from his abiding companionship? The thought of her need of Christ took full possession of her, and soon, without too much effort, a series of brief couplets began forming in her mind. She could hardly wait to write them down, and soon she was penning these lines, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. Her lines were so simple, she was almost ashamed to show them to her pastor. But he had insisted that she bring him every poem she wrote, so she swallowed her pride and gave him a copy of her lyrics after church the next Sunday morning, little dreaming that, on the wings of his music, they would sing their way into millions of hearts. Dr. Lowry read and reread the simple stanzas until he realized that his parishioner had produced the finest bit of poetry she would ever write. But with his love of the quote-unquote chorus, he felt the hymn would be incomplete without one. So when he sat down at the little organ in the living room of his Brooklyn parsonage and set Mrs. Hawks' poem to music, he added a refrain of his own which read, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. This wasn't the first time Dr. Lowry had written a chorus. He admired Isaac Watts' great hymn, Come We That Love the Lord, so much that he felt it deserved a more lyrical melody than the stately cadences of St. Thomas to which it was sung. So he composed a tune all his own, adding a chorus which contained these words, We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. And as much as he admired Wesley's majestic Easter hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today, Alleluia, he could not rest until he had written and composed one of his own, chorus and all. It is the perennial favorite, Christ Arose, which is sung by adults as well as children the world over at Eastertide. The new song, I Need Thee Every Hour, was sung for the first time at the National Baptist Sunday School Association meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio, in November 1872. The following year, it was included in a new songbook, Royal Diadem, compiled by Dr. Lowry and W. H. Doane. Years later, the author said, My poem was prophetic rather than expressive of my own experience, and I do not understand why it so touched the great throbbing heart of humanity. It was not until long years after, when the shadow of a great loss fell over my way, that I understood something of the comforting in the words I had been permitted to write in my hours of sweet security and peace. Following the death of her husband in 1888, Mrs. Hawks made her home with one of her three children in Bennington, Vermont, until her death in 1918 at the age of 83.
I need thee every hour, more
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.